You could do anything against the University of Michigan if you're a Spartan. It wouldn't matter what it is. You want to get it done in that competition. And tonight, the Wolverines come to town for a game against Michigan State at the Breslin Center. On the other end of our line is Michigan State women's head basketball coach, Susie Merchant. Coach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Tony?
It just gets the juices flowing, thinking about the Blue coming to town, doesn't it?
It kind of does, doesn't it? Yep.
And I don't want to sound biased, but I am a Spartan fan. And when the Blue comes, it just kind of gets you fired up. And they're very good. They're 12-2 coming into town, and they're ranked. And you're going to have your hands full.
Yeah, you know, I think they've had a good preseason. There's no question. And as you mentioned, I mean, records kind of go out the window no matter what when you play each other, especially the Wolverines and the Spartans. And we expect a battle tonight. I mean, we're pretty beat up. I don't know if we're going to have our starting four man at this point, but you know, it's kind of a wait and see. She's been day to day every day, and she got hurt in the Indiana game, so you know, that kind of gives us a man down, and we've already kind of have an injured roster. So it'll be, you know, for us, it'll, you know, some kids are really going to have to step up and play well and probably play extended minutes for us.
And that leads into my next question. I've heard it's like a MASH unit over there. Tell us the latest. What's going on?
Well, you know, we've had a lot going on. You know, obviously early in the season we lost Madison Williams, and then actually today we have a kid who's down in Dallas, Texas right now, and she's getting a shoulder surgery done with a specialist down there, and Becca Mills went down, our starting foreman, went down 6 minutes into the Indiana game. Thankfully, it was her knee, but thankfully, it's not an ACL tear, but we're just, you know, there's still some damage in there. We're trying to manage it and see what she can do, and we'll kind of find out a little bit more at shoot around today at 2 o'clock.
It sure seems like the Spartans' men's and women's basketball team has had their fair share of injuries lately. Sometimes you wonder if you might be going a little bit too hard in practice, but I know the training is good and the training staff is great. It's just the way it is from the basketball guys.
Yeah, I think sometimes it is just a little bit like that. We certainly, on the women's side, have had a ton of knee injuries. As you know, Madison Williams has had back-to-back ACLs, and I don't know. I think sometimes by the time we get them, Tony, you know, they've played a lot of basketball. They specialize now. They don't play three sports anymore. They start playing, you know, the level basketball and the AAU stuff, and it kind of takes over, and that's all they do. So, you know, maybe they're kind of beat up by the time we get them, and then we, you know, we push them pretty hard, obviously, here to a different level of intensity. And, you know, some of them obviously can manage it, and others, you know, they struggle a little bit with it, but at the end of the day, I mean, we have a great medical staff and training staff that, you know, guides us through, and sometimes it's just a little bit of bad luck.
No matter what happens, you usually are pretty upbeat and have a pretty positive tone, but I just sense some concern about these injuries.
Well, it is frustrating. I mean, it just seems like every year, I mean, I think this is my sixth or seventh one here at Michigan State, and it's frustrating. You know, I think I had one in 9 seasons at Eastern Michigan. So, you know, for me to have this many is kind of baffling. You know, I don't feel like I'm doing anything different. I mean, I guess the one thing we have here that I didn't have at Eastern Michigan was a scout team. We have a group of guys that comes in and kind of runs the other team's plays for us, and we can use them, and that's always good. You know, that's actually, I would think, help a little bit on one side because they're not getting as many reps, and you know, they don't have to work as hard as well as practice. I guess they get a little more rest time. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. Or like I said, I mean, sometimes it's just, you know, bad luck.
I was at last year's Michigan game, and I know the home crowd can help out quite a bit.
Absolutely. I mean, that was the first ever women's basketball sellout, and it was incredible. I mean, walking out there is our think tank game, too. So it was, you know, a little added extra you know, incentive certainly, but you know, I don't think you need much incentive when the Wolverines come to town. There's no question about it, and you know, we could use a great crowd tonight. We did move the game. The game was originally on January 2nd, the day of our bowl game, and our administration worked with U of M, and obviously we couldn't move it to last night because they had their bowl game one day, so we had to move it 2 days. And you know, we really appreciate both universities working together to showcase our women's basketball sport.
What's your thought when you see what happened with the MSU football team in that bowl game?
Oh, that was incredible. It was absolutely incredible. So much fun, and you know, you get to feel the energy and the buzz, and you know, felt like it carried over to our men's basketball team last night with, you know, that dramatic finish, certainly. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. I mean, you love to compete, you love to give it your best, and then to come out, you know, on top in the narrowest of margins, it puts a smile on your face, and everybody has a little more pep in their step the next day, you know?
When men's basketball and football are winning, how much does that help you?
Oh, it's huge, yeah. I mean, it's really big. I think, you know, on the women's side, you know, when football's on the national level, as Mark Antonio's done such a great job, and then, of course, you know, Coach Izzo with, you know, his 6 Final Fours and the national championship. And, I mean, for us, it's just, you know, we are a household name, and it's because those guys have done a great job of winning games and putting us on the national scene. And, you know, our job is to continue that on the women's side.
All right. The game tonight is at 7 o'clock at the Breslin Center. A sold-out crowd last year, so the crowd's going to have to get out there tonight and support you. Good luck against the Blue. We'll be rooting for you.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Appreciate you very much having me.